we're going to speak with Joseph Hasenkopf from the Mountain Brauhaus Beer Garden up in Round Top. Joseph, are you there?
Yes, how are you?
How are you doing? How is the restaurant making it through all the lack of a restaurant?
Yeah, COVID has presented a number of unique issues for a lot of restaurants. But fortunately, you know, you have to do what you can and make your way through it. We opened up for takeout right around Mother's Day, and I've been doing that for a while. It had gone pretty well. It was, you know, nice to see some of our old customers. And then last weekend, the governor finally allowed restaurants to have people come and eat outside. So given that we already had the outdoor dining, we were allowed to do that. It was, you know, we had to spread tables out a little bit more, make sure everybody was at least 6 feet apart, and people have to wear masks when they're not seated at their tables. And
how's that going? Is it popular? Have people been coming to eat outside?
Yeah, no, it was, I wouldn't say, like, it was pretty busy. All the tables were full on Saturday night, but it's not like the traditional busy that you would see at a restaurant, because when you have a table for eight and two people sit at it, nobody else can sit at that table. So whereas traditionally in the summertime, if there was a couple, somebody might join them or something. Right now, you know, you can have 25 people out on the beer garden be full, whereas in the past it would be 75, but it's just because of the setup of tables and different things. So it presents unique challenges for things, but it's also, it's nice because a lot of people are also realizing, whereas because of the limited capacity, a lot of restaurants where like last year you go out to dinner and you'd sit for a while and take your time and just chat after dinner and everything. A lot of people are realizing that, you know, nobody else can sit there until they get up and leave. So you notice more people coming, having a meal, and then going home right afterwards and not hanging out as much.
So all that doesn't sound like it's good for business.
It's not great for business, but I think what a lot of people are doing, as long as they can, and I know a lot of other businesses here in Round Top are doing, is because the year is what it is, and there's a lot of people, even under best circumstances, aren't going to be wanting to travel even if they could. They're looking at it as a time to reinvest in the business, do renovations and different things that you traditionally don't get the time to do because you don't want to shut down. And now that a lot of places have been forced to shut down for so long, or even when they're open, being only open at a limited capacity, it gives you that, I don't want to say a blessing in disguise, but it forces you to have that time to do the little renovation or make these change or different things that you've been holding off because you didn't want to shut down for a week to do it.
Yeah, if anybody's left, 2021 is going to be a great summer, right?
Yeah, and fortunately, like, I can't speak for everybody throughout the county. I know a lot of business owners that I know, you know, nobody's, a lot of, you know, they're cutting back on things and different things that they would have done otherwise, you know, they're not doing, but I think everybody will be around and they're just gearing up for next year because, you know, this year, everybody'll, given that restaurants can open for indoor seating next year, that means a lot of the resorts, or not next year, next week, that means the resorts can then open up again. Granted, it's a limited capacity, but you can now have people come up and go on vacation and eat in the dining rooms and do things. And then in a few weeks, people should be able to, I'm guessing somewhere around the July timeframe, we're waiting on official guidance from the state, but be able to have a live band for people to listen to, whether, you know, they won't really be able to go out and dance, we don't think, but you know, we'll see. It's a lot of unknowns at this point because the guidance is coming out slowly, and it seems to be coming out quite late. So they'll say, you'll get guidance, and it'll say you can do this tomorrow. So it doesn't give you much planning time, so you kind of have to be ready to open up and do everything in a moment's notice, which is frustrating for business planning and everything. But have to try to make the best of the situation.
What has been your experience with the government? I mean, you're talking a little bit about the state mandates and executive orders that have often come the day before, or sometimes they come incomplete, where they say you can do something, but they don't tell you all the ways you can do it, or if, and then they change it. And then there's also the federal government. Have you gotten help from with some money from the federal government, or what has your been experience with both the state and the federal government?
So I'm actually going to start at the county level. The county has actually been very supportive, not financially, because the county just doesn't have the money to do that, but in helping to communicate and understand the implications of the different executive orders the state has come down with. They've been very supportive there. After an announcement is made, they've been communicating with all the businesses and reaching out to people and saying, this is what they said. This is what it means for, the types of businesses that are in the county here. This is what you can do, and this is what you can't. And then this is what, based on our conversations, we think their next announcement in 2 weeks will allow you to do this. So that's been very helpful to allow for some planning. And then on the federal government level, we did apply for the PPP loan, and we got a small amount of money, which was helpful in that, we traditionally have a few employees that work this time of year, and we were able to bring them on and use those funds to pay them and keep them employed through the time, because without that money, we wouldn't have had any money coming in to, to pay them and create the work for them, because there just wasn't, the business wasn't allowed to open and operate. But so that has been helpful. I know a number of different people who've gotten that, and it has, there's a few businesses that I know of that got the money and actually paid their employees to stay home because they weren't able to open and they didn't have that much work to do, but they didn't want to have them be at a disadvantage and not have the income coming in. So the program was very helpful, I think, for a lot of businesses, especially smaller ones, to help the employees and smaller businesses keep going and not have it be as much of a burden that you're not open. It's definitely a burden on everybody, but you gotta make the best of the situation and do it safe for your customers.
I'm wondering if how much of the business so far that's come back is local, or is it the seasonal tourist business that many places up here have? Or if you're worried that there aren't going to be tourists, or are there going to be more tourists this year, or because people want to get out of, let's say, New York City, what is your sense about all that?
Yeah, from what we've seen, I would say at least 90% of our business has been locals. We've had a few people earlier on when we were doing takeout that came up to get takeout from Westchester, a few hours away. But wow. 90% of it is all local people. With regard to, just because the resorts, technically they could be open for bed and breakfast, but your breakfast would have to be room service. You can't eat inside or anything like that. So it keeps a lot of people from wanting to go away because they, they can't really do anything. They can't go inside. They can't have a beer. They can't hang out with other guests and socialize. So it takes away a lot of the benefits they traditionally have. And a lot of places just aren't open yet. I know a lot of the other resorts, and us included, plan on opening up around Father's Day weekend. because that's when we'll be able to. But I do think it's going to be a far depressed year just because there are people who are worried about getting sick and passing things to other people. And as a result of that, a lot of larger groups are canceling their plans and saying, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, we look forward to coming next year. Just, you know, this year, given circumstances, you know, because mom's 90, we really don't want to take the risk. So,
and
because you get a lot of the resorts around here, it's a lot of families coming up and family reunions and stuff. So you always have that, you know, some people in the family, you'll get a few people that would have come, but instead of the group being 50 people, it might be 15.
Yeah, and you might get more couples, but the bigger groups is the kind of the lifeblood, it sounds like, of the resort industry up here.
That's a lot of it. And, like, you may see more couples, but a lot of things that people have to take into account is you'll get some people that want to come, that want to go away, but a lot of people are really contracting their spending because of the economy and because of the uncertainty, and they're not really sure. Like, in theory, the economy is strong, but a lot of people are put out of work because of these everybody's states being put on pause and different things and businesses not being able to open. You know, and when everybody is able to reopen, the hope is that all those people get hired back and everything goes back and the economy jumps back to where it was. But it's hard to tell if that will actually happen. And then because of this pause, is it going to cause a lot of people to think twice about spending the extra money to go away for the weekend? Or do they want to really just hold on to it and have a little bit more of a safety net? So it'll be interesting to see. You'll definitely see some people that are going to go away more than they did before just because they want to get out and walk around and do different things. But I think there's going to be a large contingent that's going to hold back for a little while.
And it sounds like the uncertainty is the major word, that there's so many things that people don't know that is keeping them from doing a lot of things.
Yeah, and the uncertainty is definitely the key word, because like right now it seems like things are getting a little bit better, but everybody's worried about the second wave or whatever come the fall. And a lot of the resorts around here, the summer months are good for them, but the fall, it's the summer and the fall where they make their money, because the leaves are changing and everybody comes up to see the foliage and drive around. And so if things clamp down again in the fall, it's really going to put a hurting on some businesses. But as long as the medical technology and everything keeps progressing and we can get some type of cure or treatment for this readily available by next spring, I think next year would be a decent year for everybody up here. But fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Well, let's talk about something happier. People right now can order great German food from you all. So give us all the details of when you're serving, how you're serving, and how people can order from you.
Yeah, so right now we're open Friday through Sunday. Friday we're open from 4 to 9, and then Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 9. And that stays like that through June, and then in July we open up Wednesday through Sunday. Basically the same hours, 4 to 8 during the week, and then 1 to 9 on the weekends. But if you go to our website, crystalbrook.com, there's a link there where you can order food online if you want to do takeout. Otherwise, you just come to the restaurant just like you traditionally would, sit down, and the waitress will come over. And we have the disposable menus, so everybody, as soon as people aren't looking at them, they can be thrown out and not worry about people transmitting from one person to the other or anything like that. So, but outside of that, once people are able to sit inside, it's really slowly getting back to more of a traditional restaurant experience, albeit there's the differences where, you know, the waitress has to wear her mask, even if the people are like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, you know, she still has to wear her mask, and, you know, you can't sit at the bar because there's, you know, you're too close. You can't have that 6 feet between you and the bartender, but it's slowly getting back to where there's a little bit of normalcy.
It's so weird. Usually you have like these intimate conversations with your bartender, and now you're 6 feet apart. It's just so strange.
Yeah. The only thing which we've thought about doing and some places are taking is we've seen bars where they put sheets of plexiglass along the bar. So there's enough of a gap on the bottom so you can get your drink in and out, but there's a sheet of glass between you and the bartender. So you can have a handful of people at the bar, but then you have to realize everybody sitting at the bar has to be 6 feet apart. So your traditional bar that would have 12 stools at it now has three.
So it's not really perfect if you're a single person and you're trying to meet someone.
Yeah, the dating scene these days has to be a challenge, I'm sure.
It must be mostly online, I guess.
Yeah, I would think so.
So give us the website, the phone number, and things, other information people need to stop by the Mountain Brauhouse or order from the Mountain Brauhouse.
Yep, our website is crystalbrook.com. And then if you just wanted to call to get some more information, it is 518-622-3751. And we're located right up in Round Top on Winter Clove Road. Can't really miss us.
And what's been most popular, the goulash or the bratwurst, or what are people ordering in COVID times?
The most popular is probably the sauerbraten, which comes with potato pancakes and red cabbage, or the bratwurst. Everybody, just because, you know, bratwurst is that thing that everybody thinks about when they think about German food, which we get all of our bratwurst from a local butcher here in South Caro. So it's nice because everything's always very fresh.
I thought that would be best if we left people with something mouth-watering to think about.
For sure.
All right. We've been speaking with Joseph Hasenkopf from the Mountain Brauhouse up in Round Top. That's open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So stop by. The weather is supposed to be amazing this weekend.
Yes, I'm looking forward to getting out there myself.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in today to WGXC, and fingers crossed for business returning.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. Thank you.